News Talk 1620 WTAW. Tomorrow marks the first time in 7 weeks there's a regular meeting of the Bryan City Council. Agenda business includes adding the Bryan School District to a city employee wellness center that is operated by St. Joseph Regional Health Center. The concept's already been adopted by the Bryan School Board, visited with Superintendent Tommy Wallace about what the Wellness Center brings to Bryan ISD.
Bryan ISD has now gone into a partnership, if the city approves it later on this week, with a joint partnership between us and the city of Bryan for a wellness center. The city of Bryan has talked to Bryan ISD for several years about a joint partnership between the two with a wellness center for our employees. Up to this point, there's not been a time that we felt comfortable actually going into this agreement or into this action. But we feel very comfortable going into it now, and it's just one more example and one more way that Bryan is trying to attract and retain highly qualified staff. It's open from 7:30 to 5:30, so our teachers can go in before work, they can go in after work, they can bring their children in there, and so it's going to be a really good opportunity for our people to get caught up on their health plans. What boils down to is they can go in and get their flu shots. If they don't feel right, they can go get a prescription or medicine from the doctor there at the health clinic. We are going to have to go to a larger venue than what they're in currently because it's just the city of Bryan. Now that you put Bryan ISD, we're going to double the number of lives being served because we're so much larger. But we are very appreciative that the city of Bryan has allowed us to really piggyback on what they ventured into years ago and uncharted waters. But I will tell you that districts and cities that have done this very venture before, you see an attendance spike at work. And so that's what we want. We don't want to have to continue to see people miss work because they're ill and then have to hire substitutes. We're going to be much better off academically and across the board if our teachers are in the classroom, and we feel like this is a good way to keep our teachers in the classroom.
Where's the proposed new location then?
It's going to be right there, right across the street from the dentist office over by St. Joseph. I forgot the name of that street.
Okay.
But it's going to be it's going to be in that.
It's going to be in the St. Joseph.
St. Joseph, yes, sir.
What will this do to health insurance costs, which doesn't seem to be going down? Will at least slow down the increase?
We're hoping that it will, because now what you'll do is you'll be preventative. And so you'll go in and you'll be preventative. If you don't feel well, then you go in now, and that way it'll keep you from getting ill and being out 2 or 3 days. You may be out 1. And as you know, teachers, we have a larger population of female workers, and as a result, most times our teachers take their children to the doctor. And so hopefully this will keep their children well as well, and keep the teachers in the classroom and keep them there at work. And so we hope this will help be added benefit to us instructionally and as well as us subs.
Subject to the city giving its blessing, then when will Bryan ISD employees be able to take advantage of it?
The start of the new year, January 1st.
Thanks again to Bryan School District Superintendent Tommy Wallace for the background. As the school board has approved and the Bryan City Council will consider tomorrow allowing the expansion of what is the City of Bryan's Employee Health and Wellness Center. As I mentioned at the outset, one of the many things that will be taken up during a very long day that's scheduled tomorrow for the Bryan City Council, holding its first regular meeting in the last 7 weeks. They're starting tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with a presentation on next year's proposed city budget and the next capital improvements plan. Then they're back at 3:45 tomorrow afternoon for an executive session. Their nighttime meeting will begin at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening. Business to be considered includes the proposed volunteer trap, neuter, and vaccinate and release program for feral cats. Also, proposal to change regulations covering taxis to add ride-sharing services like Uber. Council will also take up proposed changes to ordinances affecting food trucks. There's a new policy for spending hotel occupancy tax money, and the next community development block grant and housing grant program will also be taken up tomorrow evening by the Bryan City Council. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.